when that smile comes through, whatever you've been through, you look so much better. And guess what, brothers and sisters? If your spirit feeling it, then let it be the reflection. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're so happy to have each and every one of you all, those that are listening by radio, by internet, and those that are on. Today is Thankful Thursday, and we are truly thankful. Evangelist Sharon, we continue to pray for her, and she will be listening, and if she gets a chance to participate, she will. But we're praying for you, that things go well for you, and all others who've asked for prayer. We're just thankful to God. And I'm going to start off today a little different. The scripture says in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, it says, the 16th verse says, rejoice evermore. You need to be happy about this stuff. Pray without ceasing. Continue to keep a prayer in your heart about whatever's going on. And then he says, in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So if you're in the spirit, this is God's will, that you give thanks. And then the 19th verse says, don't stop the spirit now. Don't put that out. You keep it going. And whatever you don't do, don't despise what God has given you in terms of revelation. Don't despise that. So quench not the spirit. Don't despise what folks say. It doesn't matter. Don't get in that boat and say, well, you know, did God give me that or not? No, we're not going there. You're happy about it. That's why he says rejoice. Hallelujah. I'm excited, man, about the word of God. And I'm praying that everyone that participates today will have a scripture to give thanks to. And that for God's revelation. See, and that's why I wanted to read verse 20. It was so important. Just don't despise the revelation. Let folks know what God has given you and what he's done for you. Amen. So I asked Pastor Bill, he should give us a word of prayer, and we're going to jump right into this Thankful Thursday.
Praise the Lord, and good afternoon, everyone. Amen. Thank you, Pastor, for that selection, and thank you for the scripture that was read and how you broke that down. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are coming before you today in the name of Christ Jesus. We're saying thank you for this day, Father God, that you have allowed us to see. We're thanking you, Father God, for all of your blessings that you are giving unto us. Father God, we thank you for your word, Father God. And Father God, we're praying for Evangelist Sharon. We're praying for Evangelist Roper, praying for Evangelist Renee. Praying for Sister T and her daughter. Lord, we just know that you are in control of all things, Father God. And Father God, as we come and open up our hearts to your word, help us, Father God, to stay faithful to the word and be led by your Holy Ghost. Amen. Father God, we just want to pray for all those who've asked us to keep them in prayer. Praying for also Minister Carter and her family in the loss of her grandson. We know that you'll give them a peace of mind because your word says you will keep thee in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. So we're praying for all those who are bereaved, Father God, and we're praying for those that are sick and shut in, and we're also praying for those that need direction. And we're praying that they be led by the Holy Ghost, that they will know it's the Holy Ghost and nobody but God that's guiding them and leading them and helping them through the situations that they're going through. Father God, we're so thankful today for all the things that you are doing in our life. And we're praying, Father God, that we will remain the children you're calling for in these days, that are making disciples, that are sharing God's word with others. And we pray that those that are going through will have a testimony, Father God, that will help someone else. And we give you thanks for all things. We thank you for this broadcast. We're thanking you for the listeners and those that participate. We're thanking you for those that are also listening by internet. We're just so thankful, Father God. And we're just praying for our pastor, praying that you continue to guide and direct him. And we're praying for him as well. Have your way, Father God. And we ask it all in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah. I thank you so much, Pastor, for that beautiful prayer. Okay, anyone like to thank God for the scripture? Maybe you got some revelation. That's why I read that, because that's so important that we learn to thank God for the revelation knowledge. And man, when I saw that, I went like, what? God said, yeah, don't despise that. Be thankful for that.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
In everything, give thanks. And I'm going to say, especially for the revelation knowledge. He said, don't despise God for his revelation knowledge. Don't, you know, matter of fact, what we should be doing is grabbing it and holding to it real tight.
Amen.
And don't let these evil spirits try to take it away from you, because they're not into revelation knowledge. They'll try to steal it. So don't let that happen. You done got true knowledge. I'm talking about the word of God now. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
See, because when I had looked at 20 before, I'm thinking about saying, do not, but then I got to checking that thing out that don't despise what revelation God have given you. In other words, through the preached word. Don't despise that. If you've gotten some revelation and you're standing on scriptures, stand on it. Whatever it is.
Yeah.
And man, I'm thanking God for this revelation knowledge about the Holy Ghost. But anyway, and he says, and remember the 19th verse says, don't be trying to stop that. Don't be trying to stop that. Don't put out that spirit. Don't put out the fire. Don't put out how God is building your spirit, man. Don't stop that. Keep it going. Boy,
yeah.
I thought that was awesome.
Amen.
You know, a lot of times people, they wanna put that spirit out. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, don't do it, man. Folks, they don't like it because you rejoicing. Remember the 16th verse says, see, you rejoicing. You always rejoicing. And matter of fact, you rejoice more. So because you're doing that over the word of God, that's what we're rejoicing over now. We're rejoicing over the word of God because God will make that word real to you.
Yes, he will.
Yeah.
Yes,
just rejoice in his word because you're standing on it. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Okay.
Yes, I'd like to read that from the Message Bible. First Thessalonians 5, 16 through 22.
Okay.
It says, praise God. It says, be cheerful no matter what. Pray all the time. Thank God no matter what happens. This is the way God wants you who belong to Christ Jesus to live. Don't suppress the spirit. And don't stifle those who have a word from the Master.
Yeah.
On the other hand, don't be gullible. Check out everything and keep only what's good. Throw out anything tainted with evil. Amen.
Yeah.
And so that scripture takes us back to 1 John 4:1, where it tells us to try the spirit by the spirit. And I like how you brought that out, because it tells us to be cheerful no matter what, pray all the time, thank God no matter what happens, and then don't suppress the spirit. Don't tie the Holy Ghost's hands. The Holy Ghost will lead you in a direction that God wants you to go. So don't tie up his hands. So this is what is telling us. God makes everything holy and whole. So we being led by the Spirit, let us let the Holy Spirit guide us. And also in verses 23 and 24 from the Message Bible, say, God, may God himself, the God who makes everything holy and whole, make you holy and whole, put together spirit, soul, and body, and keep you fit for the coming of our Master. Amen. So this is what we have to do. And so that's why it's so important for us to try the Spirit, by the Spirit. And also know who you are. Because further down in that passage, it says, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So that means the Holy Ghost is in me. That's why I can say, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So let us be cheerful, and let us not suppress the Spirit, and let us know that he is filling us with his Holy Spirit, and that Holy Spirit is here to teach us, to guide us, and to show us the way to the Father. Praise God. And I'm so thankful about that. Just want to piggyback on what you were saying, Pastor. And also share it as well.
Awesome.
That's what it is. His word is. Amen. Praise God.
Anyone else? Better come out for Pastor get crunk again.
No, my Lord.
In a heartbeat. And I'll piggyback on everything she said, because I know she'll speak the word of God. Anybody else?
Praise God. Be thankful, God.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
Just want to take the time out to tell the Lord thank you, because he didn't have to wake me up and let me see another day. Because his grace and mercy, he touched my body and let me see another day. And
hallelujah.
I'm just so thankful. Because like I said, I didn't have to. It ain't because I've been so good. Because of his grace and mercy. And my scripture that I stand on is, by his stripes I am healed.
Yeah.
I am more than a conqueror.
Yeah.
And God is good all the time. Amen. Yeah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, he is. Tie that right on in. We're more than conquerors. Ooh, hallelujah.
Anyone else?
Praise
That's
God.
Awesome. You got to stand on
is.
The word, people. I was sharing with my daughter. See, that's what faith is. Faith is your substance. That's what you're standing on.
Hallelujah.
Plain and simple. That's what you're standing on, period.
Yeah.
She said, Daddy, why you said, I say, period, in a conversation. That's where I'm standing. No matter what somebody else say.
That's right.
I don't care what they preach. I don't care what anybody says. Now, you can say what you think, whatever, it doesn't matter. As far as I'm concerned, period. I'm standing on the word of God.
Yeah.
Let hell come high water. I'm standing. And for Evangelist Renee is a good illustration. People that don't know her, the doctors had told her a whole bunch of garbage. And she said, no, I'm going to just stand on the word of God. I'm good. And she stood on that. By his stripes, I'm healed. She stood on that. Was her testimony.
Amen.
I thought I had to go through about, I don't know how many episodes I have to go and find it, but she said it, and she made it known. She didn't care. They tried to trick her, tried to get her to do some other stuff. No, he'll heal me.
That's right.
I'm going to tell you, man, when this is a pressing way.
It is.
Press your way on the word of God.
That's right. That's right. Amen.
And she just, whew, she energized me. Y'all don't know, but when I listen to people like Evangelist Renee, I get energized.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, I just get bolder and bolder. Hey,
yeah,
man, I'm standing on the word, man.
Mm-hmm.
Can't help it.
Yeah.
And I watched it work. Man, I could tell you, thankful. God gave me some scripture here this past few months, and I watch it come to fruition.
Hallelujah.
I've been young, and now I'm old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. You won't be forsaken. Now, it may take a minute, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It may not go when you want it to go, but you won't be forsaken.
That's right. Amen.
God making some stuff happening for us right now. You won't be forsaken.
Right. That's right. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank
you.
You
don't have to be in first place. Just know that you're not being forsaken. And your turn is coming. Your time is coming. Hey, you are not going to be forsaken in the conversation, period.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hey, not me, Dr. Johnson. Baby, me, Dr. Smith. He got somebody for you.
That's right.
May not live in Cleveland, you may not live in Akron, you may not live in Atlanta, but he has a place for you.
Yeah, hallelujah.
You just stand on that word, man. You stand on that word.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Lord, now, I'm going to tell you why I said that, too. I want y'all to know this. My boss from corporate is here today, and I was asking the Lord if I should get knee surgery or not, because they keep asking me and stuff. And so this man told me he done had 14 knee surgeries.
Well, all right.
And he's walking around. So he's saying they want to, replace his knees or something. He said he ain't doing that. But anyway, the point that I'm trying to make to you is I asked God what I should do. And then he brought my boss man right down here, and we got to talking. Probably should have been talking all business, but we got into that. And he asked me, like he was a doctor, what kind of knee surgeon you have? See, I'm thanking God, brother, so I just want you to know. He says in everything, give thanks, so I'm just thanking him for this.
That's right.
And so he asked me, and the way he asked me, I was like, why you ask that? He said, because I've had 14 knee surgeries. And boy, I see I lit up like a Christmas tree. That's what you got the information I need. I didn't
That's
ask you about any question there is. You can answer it. See?
That's right.
I thought I was gonna get my answer the other week. It didn't come. It didn't come last
That's
week.
Right.
It didn't come the week before that. But how about it came today?
How about that? He said only
just wait
time
on
down.
I say wait on it.
Oh yeah.
So he's helped me to be able to make an informed decision now. I can make an informed decision. I couldn't do that yesterday.
Right.
I asked Pastor, you know, because she's been around a lot of stuff like that. I asked her. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Asked him up. But when that man came there, I got the answer I needed. But
there
go ahead,
go.
Pastor.
Praise God. He's just an on-time guy. He is on time. He's never late. I like what you said, Pastor. In other words, you say he may not come when you want him, but he's always on time.
Yes.
Yes, he is. Praise God, praise God. Yes, because I know about that knee. I've had knee replacements, but what he's talking about, he had the microscopic knee surgery. That's when they go in that knee and they clean it out and you know, get all that whatever causing the problem out, and you're feeling better. You think you can run a marathon. Run that marathon.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Praise God. I love it.
That's kind of like confirmation.
Mm-hmm. Amen. And Evangelist Renee, woo, that girl, no, she got an awesome testimony. Lord Jesus. And I was there, so I can witness to that testimony. I've seen it with my own eyes.
Come on.
She sent Pastor she sent Pastor some pictures. Pastor said, don't send me no more pictures, Evangelist.
You weren't supposed to tell that. Yeah, they were gruesome. Those pictures
were
gruesome. And it didn't look like healing was nowhere in sight. There was no
That's
healing,
right.
period, from the optical nerve. Looking
yeah.
at it, nah.
Like, yeah.
Hey, man. Ooh, Jesus, don't send me no more pictures.
See there? I know. And I was like,
yeah.
oh, my face was all tore up. If somebody had took a picture, they would say, is that Pastor Bell? Yeah, that was me. Yeah, that foot, that doctor
but see,
told
I didn't
her,
get none of the
cut it off.
I ain't getting none of her pictures. But Sister Renee made sure. And she sent me pictures when she began to get healed. I just thank
yeah.
God for that.
Amen.
That's what they call before and after. Before the prayer and after the prayer.
That's right. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you know what, Pastor? You can't listen to some of the doctor's report that they give you. Because it was
a doctor,
but he wasn't a full doctor. He was an intern. But even so, he's a doctor. And he just looked at the foot. When we saw it, and he said, cut it off.
Cut it off.
That's what he told us. He said, it ain't going to be healed. You just cut that foot off. And I just was, I was distraught when my nephew came to me and told me what the doctor said. I said, he said, what? I said, oh, no, I was just lost for a minute. I went from one room to the other. I did not know what to do. And, I just told my nephew, I said, well, maybe you need to talk to another doctor. And he said, well, I'm going to talk to her actual doctor, the doctor who's taking care of her. And so that doctor gave her options and told her, what, you know, final answers up to her, what she want to do. And
her final
about that,
answer was Christ Jesus.
There you go.
What's
there
your final
you
answer? Jesus.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if she's still on, but yes.
My final answer was, by his stripes, I'm healed. Because she sent me
there
a
you
text.
Go. Yeah.
I know where the final answer was.
Praise
God. I thank God she held on to her testimony.
Yes. It's so important for us to hold on to that word. God, give us the word.
Let me just thank everybody right now. Because I had this thing set to turn off here in a minute, too. So let me just take a moment and thank everybody for joining. And I really thank you, Pastor. And I thank Evangelist Renee. And thank you for the prayer. Audrey is healed. I meant to get that praise report. After you prayed, Pastor. Came back.
Hallelujah.
He had no symptoms, anything. So I meant to get that praise report about Audrey. And then another pastor... Pastor Gina, she's been on the program a couple of times. Her grandbaby had to have surgery, and she came through clean, too. So I just want to give her a praise report. So that's why I just thank God. Anymore, I don't even too much prayer for folks anymore. I just start thanking God because I know He hear my prayer. I know He hear my heart. So I got to just say thank you because I don't want the devil to know what God already took care of.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Just like Jesus said, thank you. You don't even hear God. Jesus asking God. He's just going, thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That'd be my attitude. My attitude be like, thank you, Lord. And I don't